Greetings, friends, and welcome to another broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Baird, your speaker. Today on the broadcast, we're going to consider a new series of studies, which we're going to entitle Seven Methods of Bible Studies. And please don't let that high-sounding title make you think that this should be a subject that should be discussed in a Bible college or a Bible seminary. That's not the case. This is going to be practical. It's going to be down where we can appreciate it, all of us together, and make us to see the majesty and the beauty of our Lord Jesus Christ. Seven methods of Bible study. Seven ways of approaching the Bible to learn about Christ. Seven avenues to lead us into His greatness and His wonderful character. And we're going to go take a rundown quickly upon the studies. There will be seven of them. First of all, they are devotional, and in the devotional studies, we will see the person of the Lord Himself. And then we are going to talk about the doctrinal studies. They are the principles of the Lord. And then there is the practical considerations, the practical studies. Here we see the provision of the Lord for his people. The practical studies embrace the Lord's provision for our guidance and our direction, our strength, and are sustaining us. It's just what God can do for us in a very practical sense. And then we will consider historical studies. And here we see the mercies of the Lord. The Bible is a book of history, wonderful history, the history of two men. We will consider that in our devotional study today. The history of two men, one Adam, and then a succeeding Adam, the last Adam. The failures of the first Adam and the triumphs of the last Adam. And that is a good study. And the history of the Scriptures brings before us things that we wouldn't think would be there. But they are there for our learning and admonition. And then there are the typical illustrative studies. And here we see the magnification of the Lord. That will be better explained when we come to the study. And then we see the prophetical studies, and here we see the schedule of the Lord. And then we see, last of all, the dispensational studies, and here we see the order of the Lord. Now, here we have all our studies, all seven of them, and it sounds very complex, but you wait. Wait until we get into them, and you will appreciate the many, many ways that the Bible brings our Lord Jesus Christ before us. And certainly, this study will endear the Lord to us. And that's exactly what our objective is, to make Him real, to make Him dear, and to make His majesty known to each and every one of us. I think we need more study of the Bible. I think we need more serious study of the Bible. It's an actual historical fact in this nation that the great men of the founders of this nation were well acquainted with the Scriptures. Abraham Lincoln especially was well acquainted with the Scriptures. And certainly you and I have that privilege of reading the Scriptures, reading the Bible, and learning about our Lord Jesus Christ. It's well to read the Bible through once a year, if possible. I heard of a lady once years ago, a very dear friend of ours, my wife and myself, and she said, you know, I woke up to the fact that I had not read the Bible through. And I thought to myself, here the Lord has sent me a letter, a lengthy letter, of course. But she says, and I haven't read it through. And I would rather read it through before I get to heaven. Well, she started a little late. But after all, we can, and we should, each and every one of us, be well acquainted, well versed in the Scriptures. It'll pay us spiritually. All right, today we want to consider the devotional studies, the person of the Lord Himself. Now, in the Bible, we read in Psalm 40 and Psalm 40, verse 7. We will get to it in just a moment. We considered this psalm some time ago in our studies and selected some. And perhaps you'll remember it, but we'll just borrow from the psalm today to introduce our subject. Here it is, verse 6. The Lord is the speaker, really. Sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire. Mine ears hast thou opened. burnt offering and sacrifice, sin offering thou hast not required. Then said I, Lo, I come, in the volume of the book it is written of me. Now, have we a right to apply this psalm to the Lord? It is done so in the 10th chapter of Hebrews. The writer of Hebrews, and I believe it was the Apostle Paul, tells us that Psalm 40, and he quotes the scripture. He doesn't say 40, incidentally, because they were not numbered in those days. They were just a part of the Psalter. But he quotes this verse, and he applies it directly to the Lord Jesus Christ. In the volume of the book, it is written of me. And certainly, this will stir and fire our enthusiasm in knowing more about the Bible. And we read there, as we have already read, that he comes that we might know God his Father. We read that in the first chapter of John, that he came to reveal the Father. John, he is the Word, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, that we might behold his glory, the only begotten of the Father, as full of grace and truth. Now, certainly, he wants to glorify the Father. It's true in the Scriptures that the Son seeks to glorify the Father, and the Spirit seeks to glorify Christ. We have a perfect balance in the Godhead. And certainly, this is true of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now we read in Luke chapter 24, the Lord Jesus Christ is the speaker here. He comes to his disciples, and after he's risen from the dead, he finds them in the upper room, and they are just nonplussed about the fact that he had died. And though Mary came and told them, and the two on the road to Damascus came and told them that they had seen the Lord, they couldn't believe it. But here, when the 11 were gathered together, Judas, of course, had committed suicide. When the 11 had gathered together, the Lord suddenly appeared in their midst, in the 24th chapter of Luke. And he says unto them in verse 44, we're going to leave out the most of the details. He said unto them, These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms, pardon me, concerning me. Then opened he their understanding that they might understand the Scriptures. Now Moses wrote the Pentateuch, but Moses speaks of Christ. Those two on the road to Emmaus, the Lord appeared to them as they walked along, and they were so sad. And he says, Why are you so sad? And they told him about the tragedy of the crucifixion of the Lord. And he went along with them, and he says, Oh, fools, and slow of heart to believe all that the Scriptures, all that the prophets have written. And he told them what the Scriptures concerning himself, explained them to them. And then he ate with them, and he suddenly disappeared. And they knew then it was the Lord. And they said, Did not our hearts burn within us when he talked with us? Oh, by the way, didn't they burn within us? Well, certainly if the Old Testament will make our hearts burn as to the glories of our Lord Jesus and as they are contained in the Scriptures, certainly the New Testament will do exactly that. Now we read that he is the history of the last Adam. I think we should read about those two Adams. It's a short scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and we read there. And in verse 45, so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. Howbeit, that was not first which was spiritual, but that which was natural. And after that which was spiritual, the first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. Adam was the head, the federal head of an earthly race, a natural race. Christ is the federal head of a spiritual race. We've got to be born into the family of God to be in heaven. That is absolutely necessary. We've got to be born into God's family. We were born into Adam's family with a sinful nature, but we are born into God's family when we trust the Lord Jesus, believing that he died for us on the cross of Calvary, just placing everything we've got on the Word of God, believing that our sins were laid upon Him, as we're told in 1 Corinthians 15 and at several other places in the Scripture, that He died for our sins, Isaiah 53 particularly. And we indeed, we think of the Lord as He is expounded in these Scriptures. And they delight our hearts as we think of them. Now the devotional studies, for the most part in the Scriptures, they are contained in the Psalms and in the New Testament. Let's think of this a little bit. His patience and shepherd care are seen in the four Gospels. Here we have the Lord Jesus appearing on the scene in a blaze of His glory. The Old Testament talks about Him. And here at last He is. And we see the patience of the Lord and the shepherd care of the Lord seen in the four Gospels for His own. He was never too tired to heal the sick. He would go, a man came to Him one day and he says, my son is ill. And the Lord says, I'll come and heal him. And it was a centurion, incidentally, a Roman. The Lord says, I'll come and heal him. Oh, he says, I'm not worthy for you to come into my house. Just say the word and he'll be healed. The Lord said the word and he was healed. And oh, he never was too tired. We see, and this sparks our devotion and our respect and our worship of Him. Now, His superiority is seen in the book of Hebrews. The key word of the book of Hebrews is the word better. Christ is better than the angels. He's better than Moses. He's better than Aaron. He's better than Joshua. He has the better covenant. And so we see the book of Hebrews. If you want devotional studies, go to the book of Hebrews. Certainly they are wonderful. If you want studies that will lead to your devotion and worship of the Lord, go into the Psalm, or the Gospels. Now His majesty is seen in the book of Revelation. They chose to ignore the Lord Jesus Christ when He was on this earth before. But in the book of Revelation, when the truths of that book are fully expounded, fully realized, fully fulfilled, everybody is going to know who the Lord Jesus Christ is. Now, this is not to say that you do not define and find, rather, devotional studies of the Lord elsewhere in the Scriptures. You do. I'm just giving you a hint as to the devotional studies that lead us to the person of our Lord Himself. And certainly the Gospels, Hebrews, and Revelation is rich ground, but He is seen all through the Bible, in the whole of the book. Our Father, today we pray that You'll just bless these studies. Bless them to our hearts, that we might respect our Lord Jesus and worship Him indeed in truth. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.